At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Hello, and welcome back to episode 65 of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that points and laughs at the world and then points and laughs at itself. You got it. We are coming to you live via Zoom today. We are not in the bunker. Loads of construction all around the bunker, far too loud. But we are, in fact, here. We will not miss a week, we proclaimed earlier this year, and hopefully we don't. Anyway, I'm Jake B. I'm a barber here in Southern California. Let me introduce you to my brother, the host of the show, guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads. Here he is, Duddy B.
What's happening? That's right. We are back with another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. And you heard it, not at the bunker. So much stuff going on around the bunker right now. It's crazy times over there, and it's super loud. It's hard to kind of get to right now, and you know, there's a very secret entrance. So with all these people around doing their whatever they're doing over there, I don't want to reveal where the secret entrance is. So we're just kind of staying away and doing it from our homes this week. And yeah, what about you, Jake? Anything going on?
There's some things going on. Like, first of all, yeah, the bunker. We've never really talked about that, and I love the little Easter egg you left. It is a secret entrance. It's a Zelda-like entrance, really. You have to pull the right bush or burn the right bush or put the rock over the thing and ging, 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 ging. Staircase appears. You go down in a spiral fashion and the rock or the bush reappears. It's super secretive. No one will find the bunker. So, yeah, I'm in the back of my van in the parking space below my house. Not lying. Yeah, Duddy's in his garage.
In my
garage.
And we
also have Gentle Giant checking in from a different state. So this is now an interstitial show, I believe is how you say it. So there's some things going on with me, Duddy. Not a lot of work going on right now. The barbershops are once again closed in Southern California, but I have been keeping my eye on local radio. Now, you guys may remember a couple weeks ago, I did talk about the local radio station, K-Rock, and they're playing a lot of Red Hot Chili Peppers from 20 years ago, and they have a thing called the 2-Minute Promise that they're ridiculously proud of. Every time they go to commercial, they talk about 2-Minute Promise, 2-Minute Promise. For 45 seconds, they tell you about the 2-Minute Promise. It's 2 minutes of commercial, and they're right back to the rock. I say it's 2 minutes and 45 because they're talking about it so much, but you get it. I did my rant a couple weeks ago. Go listen. I've realized something new, okay? I continue to... Every time I turn on my new car, my new van, I continue to give local radio 5, 6, 7 minutes of my time because I'm fascinated with it now. I've got a new game, first of all, that I want everyone who gets K-Rock to play or your local alternative station if it's anything like ours. Now, the game is called Red Hot 182. It's the best new game in all of radio. You sit down at any given time of day, you turn on your car, and you place whatever type of bet you want with yourself or your friends. Will it be Red Hot Chili Peppers or Blink 182 on the radio? Now, it's an 87%. It's like an over-under game you play with your friends. What's the over? It's about an 87% chance you're going to get one of those two. And within that 87, it's about a 65% chance that it will be Red Hot Chili Peppers, in fact. So I'm starting to realize what the 2-minute promise is. I misunderstood it, and this is my fault, and I'm sorry. A couple weeks ago, I told you it is the 2-minute promise is K-Rock letting you know that it will be 2 minutes of commercials, and then they will be right back to the rock. I now realize what they're promising you is that they will never go more than 2 minutes without playing a Red Hot Chili Pepper song. And so if you are an RH... CP, is that, did I do it right? Fan, you will want to tune into 106.7 here on the West Coast. Still have not heard a Dirty Head song. Daddy just sang. Still have not heard a Dirty Head song in summer. In the summer, these are local boys. But I have noticed this. Lay Me Down is part of a commercial right now that they're like a, like, here's our summertime jams, motherfucking Lay Me Down, and it's out. And I'm like, oh, so they understand that this is the song of the summer and this is the jam. They're just not, but a lot of Californication, a lot of Red Hot Chilies. And I also wanted to give an update. This is a new segment. This is going to be called Local Radio Review, where I'm letting you guys know what I'm experiencing. Apparently last week, I don't know what happened. Maybe the guy died, but they started playing that song, Somebody That I Used to Know, every 5 seconds. So that one's back. Oh, how do they choose which songs to just bring back in?
Maybe that's a summertime jam for them. I don't know.
Is it? It seems like a wintry jam to me, dude. He's like,
is that Gautier?
I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
You fucking change your number. It's like a decent song, but I was like, oh,
that was a huge song. That when that was out, that was the biggest song ever.
It was a banger. There was lots of parodies online with that song too. People like, you know, everyone playing it on one instrument at once.
Yeah.
And people in elevators performing it. It stole our hearts, but so did, you know, Mambo Number 5 and the fucking a bunch of other songs that nobody cares. So yeah, there's the local radio review. That's been happening in my life, but I'm not agitated or anything. I am, however, I am on a juice cleanse today.
Oh,
so that
wow.
might add to my ire. Yeah, and my fire here.
Jake,
yeah.
Dude, I talked about this last episode, man.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
How dare you tell me that you're on a juice fucking cleanse? I do not care.
But not only did I talk about it, I showed it on the camera. So visibly I'm checking in, dude. I got talked into doing a juice.
Oh.
I'm not eating today. Okay, so.
Anybody today that eats a solid food, feel bad about yourself. Because Jake's on a juice cleanse.
Well, I'm doing it in the name of social justice. So there you go. Fuck you guys for judging.
Oh, man. All so right. We all know that Jake is not practicing the quiet diet. If you didn't tune in last week, or if this is your first time listening, I'm saying that from now on, all diets should be quiet diets. You know how it works, guys. It means any diet you're on, you just don't have to talk about it. No one cares. Move on with your life.
Hell yeah, dude. All right. Well, then, you know, fuck me, dude. You got me. That's right. You got me. I was not quiet about my one-day diet, and shame shall be brought upon my family.
Oh, you couldn't even last
Pete's
a day.
Sake, dude.
Oh, man. But, Jake.
Other than that, I'm doing great, though, buddy.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear about your juice.
Thanks.
So
did
I've
you
got,
say Jews?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Whoa.
Hey, we can say that.
If you're on a Jews diet.
Mm-hmm. That's you're eating nothing but gefilte fish.
Yeah. You could talk about that.
And the afikoman. All right.
If you find it.
Jew jokes.
Yeah. Good God.
We're having fun.
We have a special conspiracy query today,
dude,
guys.
You guys. Now, this is a brand new, fresh theory that Duddy and I, we've kind of put our heads. This is happening to us, and Duddy pointed it out. And Duddy, let's hear about this. You guys are going to love this. We have a conspiracy query that's absolutely hitting home. It involves the bunker. It involves all of us. Go for
so
it.
You guys
Dad.
Get these. It's no research really has ever been done.
No.
I'm not saying that this is facts.
No.
I'm just saying, do you guys believe in conspiracy queries? That's all I'm saying. And this one's a fun one. And this one's more than just a query. This one, I kind of actually think this is what's going on. It really can't be anything else for the amount
There's
of
facts behind this.
The
we'll
amount of security
everything.
And black suits and things going on around our bunker and people
We've
with
been
like metal detectors everywhere. You know, space suits. They're not actually space suits. They look like space suits. They're wearing them. Okay, and Elon Musk is trying to find our bunker. You guys have heard he's trying to build the underground railway, you know, that heads to LA or whatever, and it's going to be super fast. And he's been buying out all the underground bunkers around us. There's not a lot. They're all very, very high tech and very, very deep. And they're, ours is the hardest to find. So he's been buying all of these underground bunkers out, and he's trying to, we tried to buy us out, but we were like, nah, we're not going to sell. We love our bunker. We love our show. We're not selling. So now all of a sudden there's construction everywhere around us.
Yeah. So here's the deal, guys. And we, and first of all, man, we're sorry that we haven't been fully transparent with you. This has been going on behind the scenes for a while now. Look, Elon Musk is a huge fan of the show. He loves it. He listens to every word over and over. He gets most of his ideas from us. We're his favorite. He loves us. He's been listening to us forever. He's been trying to find our bunker. He wants to hang out. He's begging to be on the show. We refuse. We just don't. What would we ask him? Boring, right? And then comes this thing where he's going to build an underground system tunnel. And like Duddy said, he bought out all the fucking underground layers. I heard he bought one with that had a pool with sharks with laser beams in the eyes. He bought that one. Wow. And here's the problem. Maybe we'd be willing to sell if it was this type of thing where we're like, okay, we will destroy our bunker. We will fill it with cement and we will go put a bunker up somewhere else so that you can build your railways underground and we can help alleviate the traffic in LA. We're sure we want people to be happy. But what he's doing is he put a clause in with the payment of our bunker that he gets to keep the bunker as is. We cannot destroy anything. He wants our bunker, dude. The guy's a collector. We're his favorite people ever. He thinks we're the smartest people on earth. A lot of people agree with him. And he's smart and shit. And he loves us and he wants our bunker and he wants all of our stuff. And it was disgusting and it was creepy and it was weird to Duddy and I both. And we said no. And we chose our listeners over Elon Musk's money, because it was a lot of money, Daddy. Was it?
You didn't spell it with a.
It was with the B. It was with a B. We were gonna. I didn't want to. I was. Do we do the B? Do we say B with the billion? Because it's.
It was.
I know it's B. It's B. It's B. You can't spell it with an M. Our guy doesn't. It's not okay with this. With how much we're making here. And so it's B's, and we turned it down because we have thousands of listeners and we gotta keep them and want to keep them happy. Oh, so this is exhausting, but dude, Duddy, doesn't this feel good to finally kind of talk about this?
It feel good. I was trying to just hide it, keep it under wraps, you know, and plus, you know, I didn't want to give Elon exactly what he wants by us talking about him on our show.
I know.
You know,
he
now
wants to shine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, we did it though. And you know what? That's okay. We'll let him have a little victory, you know, but he's never going to find our bunker.
It's not even a victory. Here's the deal. Oh, I guess what you're saying is, look, okay, we didn't get to do our show from the bunker today, but
we talked about him. He likes it when we talk about him.
Oh, you're right. Okay, so minor victory. We finally talked about him on the show. But look, Elon, we love you as a listener, dude. As a listener, you're the best. Just stop DMing us because that's not – it's a show that we do, and then we have lives. So, but thank you, Elon, and we love you, and keep listening. But yeah, he's never going to find our bunker. The walls are impenetrable, so Duddy and I are laughing. We're Duddy, laugh. Gentle giant, laugh. We're all laughing at him because he's not going to get in. You know, whatever, dude. That's why we have Zoom, and we're going to be just fine.
Dude, Elon, if you're not getting enough Feeling Good with Duddy, we do have a Patreon page. You can sign up for our Patreon, Elon. It's only $5 a month. I know you got it. You offered us billions of dollars, so you can afford the $5 a month, and you're going to get 4 free episodes, bonus episodes a month every Monday. You're going to get a free episode there, Elon.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, have your secretary sign it up. Dude,
it is what it is.
It is what it is, dude. So anyway.
So all I'm trying to say is, do you believe that Elon Musk is trying to buy out our bunker for his underground railways and he's our number one fan?
Damn. Well done. You said he was trying to buy out your whale waves? Anyway, dude, he's making a good. You spell it with B's.
With B's. We all know what the B in Duddy B stands for. It's billions.
Yeah.
All
right. Duddy billions. You got it, dude.
Oh, dude, Jake.
Oh, for piss sake, buddy. What do we got? This is so fucking funny. We are literally, I'm in the back of a van. This is insane. I'm looking
in my garage, my messy garage. It's we're still like doing a lot of like redoing our house, and the garage is just like a, it's like a construction like warehouse, like just put everything in there while we're working on this room. And it's just, my garage is funny right now, but it's all good.
God. It's all good, dude. We're here. We're on Zoom. We're doing
whatever. I have a This Song Sucks, Jake.
You and have a This Song.
My goodness, does it. Does it ever.
Oh, yeah. Full transparency. I did not know this song, but my brother's like, I got it. This song sucks. I'm like, all right, dude, you know, let's hear. And he showed me the song, and he then read me the lyrics, and there's no denying that this is horrifying. And I'm going on a one listen, dude, a one-time listen here, but the man's right. This song needs to be talked about. Hopefully we'll get him. We'll get this this person a couple downloads on iTunes, Duddy.
All right.
Let's hear it.
This song suckity doo.
Okay. This song is called Blah 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 Blah, and it is by none other than Kesha. Okay?
America's and this song's sweetheart.
Cadence is in like a, I'm trying to be the cool rapper, but I'm actually not like a rapper. So the cadence is, it starts out with just blah, 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 blah. And then it's like, coming out your mouth. You're like, coming out your mouth with that blah, blah, blah. Zip your mouth like a, zip your lips like a padlock. First off, zip your lips like a padlock. You don't zip a padlock.
Yeah.
Zip your lips like a padlock and meet in the back with a jack and a jukebox. So she's telling this person to just shut the fuck up and meet me in the back of this bar with some Jack Daniels, I take it, by the jukebox. Come in at your mouth with the blah, blah, blah. Zip your lips like a padlock and meet me in the back with a Jack and a jukebox. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Let's stop it right there. So there's been three lines.
Yes.
Okay. We've got zip your lip like a padlock, which everyone on earth knows there's not a zippable padlock on earth. It's not a thing. Incorrect. No one in the studio raised their hand and said, Kesha, darling, Kesha, dear, nobody zips a padlock.
So wouldn't it have been better
never
to say,
gone to school? No,
wouldn't it have been better to say, zip your lips like a Ziploc?
Oh my God. Look how long it took you to do a way better thing. And you can do, that's the movement people do when they say, shut your mouth with no words. They zip their little lip like a little Ziploc. Attaboy, dude, you just beat Kesha. And then, okay, so there's that line. What's the next line? And then we'll stop
says,
it there.
And meet me in the back with a jack at the juke and the jukebox.
So with a jack. So she either, her tire is popped and she's going to need help with that, or one drink of jack. Ooh, and a jukebox. Who walks around? Did she say by the jukebox or with a jukebox?
Well, I'm reading these lyrics here, and it says, meet me in the back with a jack and the jukebox. I'm guessing it says, meet me in the back with the jack at the jukebox. I'm guessing it probably is at the jukebox.
Let's pray,
knows?
Because nobody can carry a jukebox under one arm and a jack in the other. All right, next
think
line.
That it gets so amazing right here.
We should just let it flow. Okay.
Don't really care where you live at. Just turn around, boy, let me hit that. Don't be a little bitch with the chit chat. Just show me where your dick's at. What? Don't really care where you live at. Just turn
just
around, boy, let me hit that. Don't be a little bitch with the chit chat. Just show me where your dick's at. First off, you're talking like an absolute just whore bag, and you don't know where the dick's at?
I've got a hashtag for you, Kesha. It's hashtag me too. You have now me too'd a fan, Kesha, is what has happened. Yeah, and like, Duddy, yeah, show me where your dick at. Kesha. You don't know where the dick at, Duddy?
Listen to this. Don't be a little bitch with that chit-chat. Just show me where your dick's at. What the fuck?
He's all, okay, I'll shut my mouth, and the dick's right there, Kesha. And like, I like to think he just pulls back, just zip, you know, padlock zips his mouth, and just double finger points right at his dick. There's where it at. And she said, turn around, boy, let me hit that. So I guess his back is to her, I'm assuming. I'm just going through what Kesha's, I'm picturing the room, and it's looking good. What's next after this? So far, really good song. So I don't know.
I think, okay, now we're in like pre-chorus mode. It's like, music's up, listen, hot stuff. I'm in love with this song. So just hush, baby, shut up, heard enough, stop talking that.
Wow. Okay.
And then where we go, talking that, now we're in the chorus. Blah, blah, blah. Think you'll be getting this? Nah, nah, nah. Not in the back of my car, car, car. If you keep talking that, blah, blah, blah. What? So you're pretty much saying, show me where your dick's at and shut the fuck up or you're not going to be able to get this in the back of my car, car, car. You are
but mixed
filthy.
Signals as well. It's like, yeah, you're not going to get this. Spin around immediately and show me where your penis is at, please. So which one is it, Kesha? Are you a whore?
She's pretty much saying, bring me booze. Shut the fuck up. Show me where your penis is at. Keep shutting the fuck up. And then meet me in the back of my car while shutting up. And then you can hit that if you shut the fuck up.
This is a Me Too song, or, you know, or an anti-Me Too song. This is what this is. Kesha's anti-Me Too. She doesn't believe it. She doesn't support it. She's anti-Me Too. This is it. This is the song. And she sends mixed signals because she's saying everything that would suggest you're totally going to get this. And then she says, you think you're going to get this? Like with a laughing, like, yeah, you said shut up and where's your dick? So that's I 100% think I'm getting this. Which one is it, Kesh? We just, like we've said with the show, we're very transparent. We're so extremely vulnerable and we're the best. So it's a little transparency, a little be the best like us, Kesha. You are a whore or you're not. Choose one. Either way, we love you. All right, let's go, Dad. What else?
Now we're into what I believe is this is like second verse. It says, boy, gonna be a rock star? Come put a little love in my glove box. Okay.
I don't get it, but I love it.
I think you get Kesha's it. He's talking about your penis and her vagina. Oh. Put a little love in my glove box. Okay.
And everyone knows she puts her gloves there.
Yeah, gonna be a rock star. Come put a little love in my glove box. Gonna dance with no pants on. Meet me in the back with the jack and the jukebox. Just cut the chase, kid, because I know you don't care what my middle name is. I want to be naked, but you're wasted. Well, you told him to get all the jack and stuff.
This is one of those people. Let's just get drunk and let's just have fun. And you get drunk and just like, you're drunk.
You're taking advantage of me. You told me you wanted to get drunk and have sex. Now we're drunk and we're having sex and now I'm taking advantage of you, Kesha.
And I don't even know. I've never met one of these people. I've never been in any situation like this ever because I don't to hang out with Kesha-like people. Yeah, that's judging. Okay. I went there, but
it's just really bad. And then we're back into like pre-chorus, chorus. Music up, listen, hot stuff. I'm in love with this song, so just hush, baby, shut up. Hard enough, stop talking that. Blah, blah, blah. Think you'll be getting this, nah, nah, nah. Not in the back of my car, car, car. Mm-mm. If you keep talking that, blah, blah, blah. Dude, imagine writing these lyrics down and being like, yep, these work. Okay, now we're into where she's like, feeling her rap vibe here. She's like, ooh, I'm gonna Eminem this verse. She goes, you be delaying, you always saying some shit, you saying I'm playing, I'm never laying that bitch saying blah blah blah. What
has
you be
happened
delaying, you always saying some shit, you say I'm praying, I'm never laying that bitch saying blah blah blah.
Was this a big hit? I
don't think this was one of her big hits, but it was like a decently sized song, but I don't think it was one of her, like, she's had a couple like big ones. This could have been,
huge.
Like I said, zero research ever done from me.
Yeah, no, this is
just
yeah,
heard this the other day and was like, holy shit, that was really bad. And then I looked up the lyrics and I was like, oh my God, it's even worse.
Yeah. And I heard this today and was shocked at how great it was. And I loved it. But no, this is bad. This is
okay.
Horrifying.
So, God, that's right. So I forgot about the next line too, which is even better.
There's
so
a special line. All right,
you be delaying. You always saying some shit. You say I'm playing. I'm never laying that bitch saying blah blah blah. Cause here we go. Cause I don't care who you are in this bar. It only matters who I is. I don't care who you are. Cause in this bar, it only matters who I is. Stop talking. Stop talking that. It I don't care who you are in this bar. It only matters who I is. Stop talking that.
Yeah, there was a time.
It goes into the whole blah, blah, blah. You'll never get this. Nah, nah, nah. Not in the back of my ca-ca-ca after that. And the song's over. But that's what we got with that song right there.
This is done now, right? I think that there was this little time. Remember where it was like, yeah, it was hip and fun and cool to be like a snotty little kind of skinny white girl and like do this like nasty rap shit.
I'm
gonna
be a badass. I'm like, I'm actually like really gangstery.
Yeah,
it's like this rap to me is like the perfect example of no one in this studio during this session like actually listens to hip hop or actually has anything in the hip hop world or rapping or anything, but rap was starting to kind of become in the poppy scene. Probably, you know, it is now like rap is like mainstream. So they're probably like, we should do like a edgy, like, you know, let's do like a hip hop beat. And like, and it's just so obvious. You're like, yeah.
Was Kesha always this?
She is kind of, I guess. She always kind of has like a little bit of like,
she's like the bratty
girl thingy going. But these lyrics to me were just amazing. Fucking
that
amazing.
That is.
I don't know what's better. I don't know what's better because, I don't know what's better is don't be a little bitch with that chit chat. Just show me where your dick's at. Or
good line.
Cause I don't care who you are in this bar. It only matters who I is. I don't know which one of those lines I enjoy more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you're choosing between two absolute bangers, dude, it's like, well, actually close your eyes and point because either way, absolute top shelf shit.
Oh,
dude.
Man.
Yeah, dude. That's another one. That is another
for the
record books there. Go ahead and play us out with that beautiful, with a good song.
Yeah.
This song's suckety doo.
Oh, dude, we're back, Doug.
You know what?
Wow.
After you read down and break down the lyrics in that Kesha song, and then you hear a song with absolute amazing lyrics like our drop, doesn't that make you kind of feel good, Jake?
Oh, wow. I didn't even see that coming. Good shifty poo. And yes, it does feel good. When I heard it, I was like, oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Tickle those keys.
Yep. Much better.
But
yeah, so that's that. And speaking of feeling good on the show, we do have some sponsors that make us feel great. And Koi CBD. We love this company. We love this product. They've been with us since day one. I use this product every day in the mornings. I get my 1500 milligram spray bottle. I just unload. Then I grab my inhaler. I take a couple sprays of that on top and it just sets me up for an amazing day. And also, if you're someone who's got like aches and pains in your joints, you got a sore back or say you just run a lot or whatever, you're kind of like your knees hurt or your calves hurt when you get home. Take some of their rub, their balm, and you rub it on wherever you got these joint aches and pains. And it definitely helps and makes you feel so much better. And it's much healthier for you than, you know, over-the-counter pain meds. So please give CBD a try. KoiCBD.com and put in code DuddyB at checkout and you will get 20% off your first order. Also, plug-ins, keychains. They have an amazing product. This is called the Jack Rack. And what this is it's a key holder, a keychain holder. So, you know, you hang your keys up at the end of the day, you know where they are when you wake up, but these are rad. They resemble a guitar amp head, like your guitar player, you plug your guitar into the head of an amp. And this looks like the head of an amp. And the keychains are the quarter inch cable that you would plug in from a guitar and you hook that quarter inch cable head to your keys. That's your keychain. You plug it in when you get home. When you got to go somewhere, you unplug it just as if you were plugging in and unplugging a guitar. It's super cool. It's a great gift for anyone who is a guitar player that you know. If they've got a birthday coming up, Christmases, Father's Days, whatever it is, you get it. Great gift. And you can go to plugins with a Z. That's PlugInz. keychains.com and if you put in code DuddyB at checkout you will get 20% off every order. That's right, you heard it. Plugins keychains.com, put in code DuddyB at checkout, 20% off your order. Boom. And I just want to throw this in real quick that our 30% off the entire site is still running at cutlassbrand.com. No code necessary. Go to Cutlass Brand, entire site, 30% off. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Yeah. So I'm going to go to now, Jake.
What a funky morning, Duddy. Oh, to what?
One of our favorite times.
Is it Q&A time already?
It is. Unless you got something else you want to talk about.
Questions. Woo-hoo-hoo. Q&A. Ask us any question you want.
Ooh. All right. Here we go with the Q&A of the day. And starting out with someone who is becoming, I think she's asked questions on like the last four or five. We got Disney Blonde 516. She says, Duddy, you seem super chill and down to earth. Have you ever had a rock star moment where you went off on someone or said, don't you know who I am? No, I've never said, don't you know who I am? I don't think I've ever had like a rock star moment where I was like a dick. First off, like the last thing I want when I go anywhere is anyone to know who I am. So I never try and pull that card. I try and stay as incognito as possible. I haven't, but I have seen it happen. I've seen it happen on the road. I've seen, I won't even mention people, but I've seen some rock star moment things. And I think it's good that I saw some of these moments happen before we made it big. And I just remember always being like, ooh, I don't want to be that guy. It's not a good look.
No, never a good look. But I still do it. I like to kick my way into most places and I'll fire off a quick, do you know who I am? And I, a lot of people squint like, that's the thing. If you yell, do you know who I am? Everyone in the room will assume that you're someone and then they kind of assign you with. So I like to fire off a few of those, whatever. Post office. Carl's Jr. talking about it.
Do you know who I am?
And then everyone kind of looks perplexed and goes immediately back to their food. And I just slide into the line and nobody knows who I am. Sets a tone. So sure.
That's actually a great thing that like we should start that where we film someone who just goes into places and just, don't you know who I am? And
just, Oh my God.
I actually do not know who you are.
Yeah. At the worst time too, you're like, oh, I'll have a burger. I'll have some fries. And they'll be like, would you like some ketchup with that? And they'll go, don't you know who I, just at the weirdest time, fire it on them. See what happens.
Oh, that's good. The Pineapple Chris, would you rather be abducted by aliens or possessed by a demon? Shout out to Mr. Pumptastic for being the best. This is the Pineapple cast. They keep trying to sneak on in with their pineapple fucking references.
That shameless and we'll never do it. What's the podcast name?
I think it's called the Pineapple Cast.
Okay, there you go. Another plug. All right, what did he say? I'm so upset.
Would you rather be abducted by aliens or possessed by a demon? Well, abducted by aliens for sure, I think. I mean, you get to go to space and maybe they play with your butt. I don't know. Isn't that what they do?
I hope. I mean, both sound great. I can just please both at once.
Jeff Points wants to know, big, loud venues or small, intimate venues? Which do you like best? Honestly, they all, it depends on the night, the crowd, and the venue, because some small, little, tiny, intimate venues are so amazing, but some of them suck. Because some of them, the sound is just so bad and whatever. The venue really does play into the show. I guess, I love our big outdoor summer tours. They're usually in beautiful outdoor amphitheaters or just venues, and the days are fun because you're outside, it's in a beautiful area, but then at the same time, the winter or fall where it's a little colder out, some of these places we go, it's freezing, so you do the inside tours, and some of those are nice too because you get the more tight packed shows where everyone's just right up on each other, and honestly they're both great for their own reasons. It's hard to choose. Maui Wowie wants to know, who's your favorite character to play on Mortal Kombat and or Street Fighter 2? Also, do you remember the game Pit Fighter? It was like Bloodsport of video games. I totally remember Pit Fighter. That game was hilarious. I want to say in Mortal Kombat, I was usually like Raiden, I want to say. And then in Street Fighter 2, I think I was like Guile most of the time. Guile or like Blanca.
Blanca. The best run I ever had at Street Fighter 2. I wasn't like a huge Mortal Kombat guy, so I'm not exactly sure what guy I would have definitely played. But Street Fighter 2, I remember with was it Chun Li or whatever, Kung Li the girl.
Yeah.
I was pretty decent with her because she was quick and she had that crazy kick thing she would do.
Yeah.
For a while there, I was dominating the scene with her, but then Blanca started bending down and getting those long punches in on me.
Yeah.
And I had to shift to like other people.
And Blanca had that circle that just flew across the screen. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. But I liked playing with her because she was quick.
Steezy Drums is back for another question. How many times do you wear jeans before they're considered dirty? Well, it's completely, what did you do in those jeans? If you wore those jeans once, but you shit your pants, those are dirty. You know, if you wore them once, but you just didn't do much that day, they're probably clean. So let's see. G Bordwin 98. Laugh my ass off. That's too good, bro. Wait, what? Oh, I want to see someone top that name, but I highly doubt it. He's talking, because this was in the post where it was Fellatio's Italian Sausage.
Oh, yes, that was a good one. I thought he was just pre-laughing at what we would have said about what he was about to write. He's all, ha, 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 good one. Now here's my question. And then we say a bunch of good ones.
Yeah.
Dirty
J Palms. Dirty J Palms. That sounds so gross.
Dirty jerk off palms, dude. That's what that is.
Oh, dirty jerk off palms, man. Dude. You've got fucking hot hands, dude. Yeah. Oh, dude. Speaking of hot hands, I'm gonna go into a quick story here, and I will answer your question, Dirty J Palms. But hot hands, your name reminds me of a gross story from, I think it was two summer ago's tours. You dirty, dirty man, you. So in the back of the bus, there's like a window, and we had the shades down a lot because it was summer tour and it's hot. So you had the shades down a lot to, keep the sun from coming in and just trying to keep the bus cool. And so I remember I was back there and I was just hanging out, shades were down, and I lifted the shades up just to look outside and kind of just see what was going on around there. And when I open it up and I look out, I'm looking right into the front cab of one of on our summer tour, we had like three or four big rigs that follow the show, because we bring our own lights, our own sound, our own production. We bring everything. So we have these big rigs that follow us. And when I opened my thing, I was parked right next to one, but the front of his car was where the back of our bus was. My window was 10 feet from his front window, and he's got the sun visor thing up on the front of his windows, but obviously his side windows weren't covered. And I look in just to see him going to just totally fucking cranking one out into a water bottle as he's looking out the window, like at the crowd.
No.
Yeah. And then here's where the hot hands comes in, right? So we were on the tour with The Green right then. And at this point, I did what any grown-up would do. I said, hey, everybody, come look at this shit. So everybody in the bus now runs to the back, and we're all like, no fucking way. Hey, and this is a truck driver. Picture the guy. That's him, okay? So then he finishes up his thing, and we're just peeking now, just like, no, this is crazy. He's done now though. So we have the shades up. He's done, and he's getting out of his truck, and we can see him. We're like, what's this guy gonna do now? What is his next move after this? And then we see him walk in, and then we see him like a hey to someone, and we look, who's he haying? And it was the singer for The Green, the band The Green, and he's walking up. Like they're about to fucking straight like shake hands, like, what's up, bro? How you been? And we're in the bus, like going, no, don't do it. He's got hot hands. And he didn't. They walked by. He gave him a quick little fist bump and just kept walking by. But oh man.
Oh my god.
Dirty J Palms. That's what you remind me of. Truck driver jerking off. He wants to know, where's the best nachos you've ever had in California?
Just a sensible little tight little question.
Oh man, dude, it's so hard in Southern California too, where we're from. There's just endless amounts of amazing Mexican food, and like there's so many amazing nachos, and I'm a nacho guy. I love nachos. And but there's this place, it's Don Victorio's. It's like this little hole in the wall. I actually just found it recently. I ordered it like delivery, and I got nachos. And you know how it goes when you order delivery nachos. It's a hit or miss. They could be like soggy when they get there. Everything could be cold or whatever. Dude, I've ordered these many times since, and every time they come, and it's one of those where like you get like the big styrofoam thing and it's like 5 pounds, you know, when you fucking get this nacho, it's so heavy and you open it and it's just packed to the brim with like amazing toppings. The chips are always warm and crunchy still, and the flavor of the meat and everything is just so good. So right now I'm on a Don Victor's nachos. They're bomb. There you go. Cass Bonwit, which we love this name, we've heard from her before, asking you guys a question is one of my favorite things to do now. I was wondering if you guys have anything else in store for Patreon, like the Monday Morning Hangover. I always look forward to Monday Morning Hangover every week. Love you guys so much. Thanks for your positivity and all the laughs. Oh, thank you, Cass. Appreciate that. And yes, we actually do. Me and Jake have been racking our heads of like, we've got a little more time now on our hands. So we were like, and we have so much fun doing these shows too. And we love the Monday Morning Hangover. So we're like, we should do another show for our Patreon. Like let's give them 2 a week. And we were even thinking of trying to release 2, you know, public ones, like our Wednesday a week. So yeah, we're definitely thinking of some new contact. We have some new content and we do have some pretty good ideas. So hopefully soon we'll start getting those out. Queen BD13 wants to know, if you can be a mythical creature, what would you be? A question we've also heard 4 to 5 times. I would be...
Oh, my God.
A guy who can't read, so I don't have to read that question anymore.
I would be, can't see that specific question anymore, Saurus. That's not mythical, not really. More like a dinosaur, I guess.
Yeah, it's not a mythical creature.
Oh,
it's actually
my thing. God. Jesus, Lord Almighty. I'd be a Pegasus.
Yeah, they fly. Right? Pegasus fly, right? Yeah.
I think
unicorns
so, yeah.
Don't.
That's like the
Pegasus,
horse deal.
Yes, unicorns are just, they just have a horn. Pegasus flies.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I'll be Peggy.
Okay, so Mr. Pumptastic, here we go. I can only imagine this fucking question. All right. If there was an official Feeling Good with Duddy ice cream flavor, what would it be called?
All right.
And what flavor would it be? Oh, God damn
no.
And it would be called?
We'd have to think about that. That would be, we'd have to go do taste tests. We'd have to take some ice cream, probably history courses, I would imagine, Duddy. We'd have to take sensitivity training, of course, for the work. But we'd have to go, we'd have to tour some factories. We'd have to probably go to the forest and smell some herbs. I don't know, and figure it out. And then there'd probably be a team behind us, you know, that would be making that for us. And we've come up with this one. It's a little nutty, but it's also a little fudgy, kind of like your guys' show. You know, they try to sell us on the flavors. Duddy and I would taste them. No, bring us
nutty
another,
and fudgy,
right?
Nutty and fudgy though, Jake. Mm-hmm. It kind of gave me an idea. It could be like a play on butternut. It could be her butt nut. You just flip butter around. Butternut? No, her butt nut. It's a little nutty. It's a little fudgy. And a little disgusting.
Buttery. And a little disgusting, dude. Her butt nut. I like it.
Okay, that's what it is. Man, it is hot.
I'm sorry for making fun of the question because we came to it. It's her butt nut and all the things we said are inside of it.
Turn the Tide Creation says, what do you say to yourself when you're feeling down that helps you feel better?
I say, you know what?
I got a gallon of her butt nut in my freezer.
Yeah. You know what I do? I go, you know what? Fuck all those assholes. And then it usually makes me feel a little bit better.
Nice. What Jesse Z Rules wants to know, what is something you swore you would never do when you were younger that as an adult you do often? I don't know.
We got all fucking quiet. Dude, here's the thing, everybody. Dude, we're on this Zoom. Is like nobody wants to interrupt each other. So Duddy and I are like looking at each other on Zoom. Like, are you done talking? I'll start talking now. Oh, in the bunker, we would have been talking all over each other. Weird. Hopefully, back to the fucking bunker. But anyway, what was the question?
What is something that you swore you would never do when you were younger, but now as an adult you do often?
I mean, I don't know. I don't even know. That's like a CIA question.
Yeah, you're
trying to. This is a psych test question, and it's to see if we could get a job at Trader Joe's. I don't know what this is. What?
I don't know. Well, maybe we can answer this one for
what?
Turn the Tide also wants to know, what is the worst thing you ever smoked out of? When I was a teenager, I made a pipe out of nail polish remover. Ew.
Oh.
That was the harshest ever toke. Yeah, that sounds gross.
All right. That made up for that first question. It's a very good question.
I remember my worst smoke ever. Like, so this was when I was super young. I don't know. I might've been 16 or something. And one of my friends, you know, when you're that age, you get stupid shit. And he got one of those, like, it was like an 8-foot bong, but it was like plastic. It was like red plastic. I'll never forget it. It was like 8 foot. It was one of those where you literally sat on the roof and the guys down on the bottom packed it for you. And we were so dumb and we hit it a couple times. And then I think it was something stupid. Like we ran out of weed, like, or we were like, waiting for more weed to come or something. And someone like had a cigarette and I was like, pack a bowl with the tobacco from the cigarette and I'll rip it from on the roof. And I do the 8-foot plastic bong tobacco rip. Oh my God. I almost fell off the, it was the harshest fucking thing I've ever done in my entire life. Don't recommend that to anyone.
No. I think cans and shit like that. Like,
the cans are bad.
Like, built aluminum pipe. Does anyone have any foil and you'll like make a pipe or whatever?
Totally.
I've done it out of cans. I remember just having no pipe and we pulled over at liquor stores that like didn't have apples or anything. And you just buy a Diet Coke, fucking whatever, dude. And just pour it out and then poke some holes in the can. And that's just the saddest, harshest way you could possibly take risks. But
I no joke, dude, I'm going to fucking admit this, bro. I was in Nashville a couple weeks ago.
Dude, no way.
And I pulled up to a writing session. I had crispy ganja greens in my pocket.
Sick.
But I have flown there. So I had received some for when I got there, but I didn't have a pipe or any rollies or nothing, but I was going to a writing session and I was like, oh, they'll for sure be smoking apparatuses at the Nashville writing session. So I 100. Roll up and we sit down for a sec. We're talking and I rip my crispy ganjis out and I was like, hey, you guys got like papers or a pipe or something? Expecting them to be like, yeah, let me take you to my safe where I keep all my devices. And instead he responds, goes, he said, sorry, bro, I don't.
What?
I know. I almost
You call this a musical like, recording studio?
You guys don't have ganja apparatuses? So,
you guys record Christian music here? Where is this place?
Yeah, I don't know. This is
gospel? What are
gospel
you?
Gospel choir? I fucking made a can, bro. I canned it. Because I didn't have a car, you know, I'm traveling. I couldn't just head to the club. I fucking canned it.
Dude, weak and desperate, but must do.
Must do. It didn't taste great, but I still caught a fucking gnarly high, bro.
You caught tinfoil high, dude. Oh, here's the deal. Whenever your option is either do this or just don't be stoned, always do this, bro. No matter what it is.
Yeah.
No matter what it is,
bro. Do it. Or
you do it instantaneously.
Don't be high. Don't be. Yeah. It's hard to even say that sentence. Don't be high. Whoa.
Oh, it's a little like my mouth. Watch. Dang. I can say like, don't go to the store. Don't go to. But I'll watch this. I'm going to try to say, don't go get high. Dang. I can't say it.
That's gnarly.
Sick. Dude. Okay. I'm so chiefy.
Wow.
Good question.
Good question. Here we go. Kimmy Simonian wants to know, what's the grossest thing you've ever ate?
I feel like we are kindergarten teachers sometimes.
Like, yeah.
Yes, yes, Kimmy Simonian, you... What's that guy's saying you ever ate?
Yeah.
A piece of shit.
That's like you're like a parent there at fucking, you know, bring your parents to school day and tell, yes, and you know, I was Secret Service for the president. I've taken 3 bullets for him. I had to train. What's the grossest thing you're eating?
Have you ever pooped at work?
Can I come meet you and smell your sheets? Kimmy.
Oh, Kimmy, the greatest and the bestest. I don't even fucking know, dude.
You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and throw fucking Dave under the bus because he always tries to talk shit on pineapple pizza. The grossest thing I ever ate was when Dave ordered a cold hummus pizza. It was terrible.
Who would even ever? That's a thing my mouth can't do.
Dude, that's
watch this. I'll have the cod.
Can't say it.
I don't want to talk about that.
We got one more question.
Hell yeah.
Wait! You didn't answer my question! There's no time! All right, here it is. And it is P_Lynch14.
Oh, dude, we got to change that last name now. Dude.
That's a nickname that he got, guys, because of his past. What he used to do.
What he used to do is past. That he just leaves it as vague because of what happened.
you know, there's datelines.
In his early teens.
He wants to know, who would win in a fight, Van Damme or Chuck Norris? We all know answer to this. Van Damme.
Van Damme. Who would win in a fight, Van Damme or 100 tanks?
Van Damme. Van Damme. All right. That's it. That's all we got.
We did it? Dude, the van episode. Speaking of Van Damme, you know that I named my van Van Damme. I mean, it's kind of stupid.
And you're the van man.
Oh! Hey, cool. I'll keep it. But we did this show. We did it. There it is. I'll spin this little camera around for those that may... Well, I didn't even know if this is going on YouTube. I'm not sure.
I hope not.
But anyway, Duddy's in his garage. I'm in my van. Gentle Giant is in the great state of Nevada. Holy shit, we did it. Thank you guys for all your questions.
Right on.
Even if we made fun of you, we love you. And we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week.
Bunker.
Bunker. Peace.
Hey. Bye, guys.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.